There was a hospital established in the 20th century called the Charlestown Hospital, Charlestown's Hospital, and it was known as something that, called the Belladonna Treatment for Alcoholism. And what happened, there was some mysterious man who approached this person, Charles Towns, who was not a doctor, by the way, and approached him with a mysterious recipe of drugs, that natural drug that be given to people to cure addictions. And they said that it would be certain to make a lot of money. This mysterious person came, gave the instructions, and left without any trace. And it's very interesting because when this was tried, it was first tried on criminals, underworld figures, criminals who were overwhelmed with opium and other kind of addictions, cocaine. And then the federal government approved it to be used on millions of people in China, who obviously have a lot of opium addicts. So it was used in mass on large parts of the population. This same gentleman, even though he wasn't a medical doctor, assisted in developing the early national drug laws that our country is still under. Now, what makes it really interesting is when you know what the Belladonna cure comprises. This particular cocktail of drugs that were given over time used Belladonna, which is also known as deadly nightshade, henbane, which contains chemicals like hyoscine, which is also known by scopolamine, which we've talked about, and also hyoscyamine, which is also in henbane and mandrake. All these chemicals, by the way, if you've noticed and heard of them before, these natural herbs, belladonna, nightshade, henbane, have all been used by witches for untold periods of time, for potions. Even in Shakespeare and things like that, you can hear some of these chemicals used. Folk medicine has used them, and I believe it's all the way back from the fallen angels who were taught that these particular root drugs. But this was given in a modern medical hospital facility to cure addictions like alcoholism. And one of the curiosities of this was that henbane, one of the drugs there, is known when you take it, ingest it, for causing sensations of flight. You actually feel like you're flying. And there are some theories that this is how the rumors got in the myths about witches actually flying in broomsticks and things like that, was because they would take in their covens, they would take this henbane, and they would actually take it in mass and think that they were flying. Okay. So, this Belladonna treatment, all of a sudden this man initiates somebody, money becomes available to put this hospital together. One of the early people who comes up to attempt this treatment is a gentleman by the name of Bill Wilson. Bill Wilson is a drunk at the time, but he will become the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. He, just before this period of time, got to know some people called the Oxford Movement, which was a Christian movement but has some very, very dark background to it as well, too. And that had a lot of effects on his work as well, too. But that's for a whole other story, talking about the Oxford Movement. But he goes to this hospital for this very bizarre treatment of given these ancient drugs. And during his hospital treatment, he says he had a mystical experience with God. And this was the experience that he talked about for the rest of his life. He said he had a sensation of flight, which is obviously from the henbane, and this experience of being set on a mountaintop. And his exclamation was, if this is the God of the preachers, then I accept it, or something to that effect. So he associated that with what he referred to as God or higher power to later state to what he experienced. Now, he had a very interesting life that many people don't know about. He said that he actually channeled the 12 steps that he wrote about in his book from a 15th century monk, from the resources I have, and this is because he maintained an interest in spiritualism the rest of his life. But he says this came from this other intelligence that provided this information. And in fact, his biographer said that he had something in his house called the spooky room at his home where they would go do seances or Ouija board activity. And so they were definitely into that. He also got really involved in the consumption of LSD. And he was part of a study group back in the 50s and I guess 60s studying its use for assistance. People who assisted him were Aldous Huxley, a gentleman who has also a very sordid past from Brave New World and his plan to actually keep most of the world's population drugged on Soma. It's talked about in his writing, his globalist writings that he had of an elite running over a drug populace. People like Gerald Hurd, who I've since learned was one of the earliest prominent New Age teachers in America in consciousness expansion. Even Claire Booth Lucci, who was a congressional figure, female congressional figure, whose husband operated the Time magazine. So a very interesting group. But he mentioned in this consumption of LSD that the experience he had was basically identical to his religious experience he had in that hospital, which is what he considered his contact with God.